Thanks once again, Mike and Kim, along with you here for another edition of The Good Stuff. Sit back and enjoy the next 5 minutes, and we'll try to brighten your day just a little bit.
Absolutely, we're gonna, with information like this. Did you know John Lennon's first girlfriend was named Thelma Pickles?
No.
It is. It
really?
Was.
That's interesting.
I don't remember him writing a song about Thelma, though, do
I don't
you?
Think, no, I don't think so.
Let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. It's packed with everything you need in the ranching publication, Tri-State Livestock News. Stay connected and celebrate the ranching life because it's a great life. Visit tsln.com.
Jot these names down. Centennial Hall, Cherry County Historical Society. There are lots of museums here in Cherry County, and the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to spend a few days in our neck of the woods and check things out. Over 50 things to do on their website. Visit valentine.com or .org. The Nebraska Star Party is coming up. We were out at Merritt Reservoir here, an international dark skies area, a few days ago and had a chance to look at some telescopes and check things out. It will be fantastic. So find out more at visitvalentine.org.
Did you know the average person falls asleep in 7 minutes?
7 minutes. I would believe that.
Some, you do?
Yeah, because some people can fall asleep like right away anywhere, and other people toss and turn and they read or they watch TV or whatever, and it takes a while.
I'm one of the ones that used to take me several hours to go to sleep. So, and I always admired you because you're one of the ones that can fall asleep in less than 7 minutes.
I was fortunate.
You are. Did you know it's impossible? I challenge everybody. It's impossible to sneeze with your eyes open.
Your eyes open. I don't have to sneeze. I can't really sneeze on demand.
I know, but think about it. Next time you sneeze, keep your eyes open while you sneeze.
Okay. What else are you going to share today?
Well, I've got some things from Bill Mulligan, who actually is from Valentine, Nebraska, and he sent these to Jim I don't know how many years ago. But let's share some of them. To me, drink responsibly means don't spill it.
Good advice. When I say the other day, I could be referring to any time between yesterday and 15 years ago.
I remember being able to get up without making sound effects.
That's a bad one. Remember, if you lose a sock in the dryer, it comes back as a Tupperware lid that didn't fit any of your containers.
It all makes sense now.
Yep.
It totally makes sense. When you ask me what I am doing today and I say nothing, it does not mean I am free. It means I am doing nothing.
You have to have a plan and stick to it, right?
That's right.
Age 60 might be the new 40, but 9 o'clock is the new midnight.
I finally got 8 hours of sleep. It took me 3 days.
We're back on the sleep thing again, huh?
Yep.
When someone asks what I did over the weekend, I squint and ask, why? What did you hear?
That's a good one. Oh, when you do squats, are your knees supposed to sound like a goat chewing on an aluminum can stuffed with celery?
Absolutely not. That's not a medical opinion. I'm not giving medical advice, but I don't think that that's right.
Okay.
I don't mean to interrupt people. I just randomly remember things and get really excited.
When I ask for directions, please don't use words like east.
Oh, I still got my directions down right.
Yeah, me too. To me, it's just way easier to have east, west, north, or south.
The moment when you walk into a spider web suddenly turns you into a karate master.
You know, there's nothing quite as funny as watching someone do that. The older I get, the earlier it gets late.
That is true. My luck is like a bald guy who just won a comb.
The teacher noticed that little Johnny had arrived at school wearing only one glove. Why do you only have one glove? Well, miss, explained little Johnny, I was watching the weather forecast on TV last night and it said it was going to be quite sunny. But on the other hand, it could be quite cold.
So it depends on which hand, right?
That's right.
So little Johnny, the same Johnny,
yes,
I take it.
Yes, I bet so.
And his younger sister, Everly, were on their very first train ride. They had brought along bananas for lunch, and just as they began to peel them, the train entered a long, dark tunnel. Have you eaten your banana yet? Johnny asked excitedly. No, replied Everly. Well, don't touch it then, Johnny shouted. I just took a bite and went blind.
That's cute.
If you have something to share for the Good Stuff program and the rest of our listeners on our great radio stations across the network, please send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to this great radio station for more of the Good Stuff.